is coming.
There it is. Sports Radio 99 a game. We are the morning shift. My name is Mike Johnson. That's Allie Mack. Squid Billy Bo Morgan. Dylon behind the glass. And pleased to be hanging out with the Queen of the Ring, Miss Jade Cargill. Happy enough to hang out with us this morning. You came in, look, Starbucks in hand. You look like you're rolling. You say you're not a morning person, but
you look like
you're doing all right hanging out with us. Appreciate you being here.
I mean, it's early, guys. Like I said, we're more of a late night crew. We go to sleep at 3, not get up at 3. Here we are.
I don't know. You got twice as much energy as I roll in here with. Trust me. It takes me like 2 hours to wake up. I'm just 7. Our show starts at 6. I start at 7.
Ooh, jeez. Yeah. Well, I start at 7, too. We just started. We have a long day.
Well, look, and to your benefit, you are located here in Atlanta, so you didn't have that far to go. It's not like you flew in on an airplane late last night or took a red eye, but you're part of the community here.
So, yes.
I'm sure that, you know, everybody kind of takes a lot of pride in that. And thank you for being here so much.
No, thank you. It was a pleasure, you know, being that I've been a part of Atlanta for about 7 years now. I mean, this is great for me to do. I'm very thankful.
Well, we're very happy to have you. And since you said, you know, you're not used to really waking up that early, you go to bed at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
What is your typical day like? I can't imagine.
What typical day? I feel like every day is different. You know, I just came in yesterday from a 2-day vacation that we don't typically get, but I took advantage of it. And here I am, I'm waking up 3 o'clock in the morning, getting my hair done and makeup done for you all. So I wouldn't say every day is a different challenge, guys. No day is the same.
Yeah. When is your typical, like, the workout happen? Because obviously, I think we're all aware of the physique, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I was going to say.
I know, you can't, we're professionals.
Yeah, I was going to say, when does that typically take place, and how long does it, like, what's that look like for you every day?
2 hours. Ooh. 2 hours. Today I have to fit it in because I have a flight at 6 a.m. in the morning. So after PR that I'm doing today for our Women's Evolution on Sunday, guys, come and check that out at the State Farm Arena at 7:30. Well, 7, sorry. I have to fit that in somewhere around today. So typically I work out 5 days a week, 2 hours. And if it's early, if it's late, if it's in the midday, I just try to get it in.
That's got to be tough because you got a no-holds-barred match, right?
Yes.
So I always, like, think about the preparation going in, that preparing your body. And then the next night, you're going to have to turn around and maybe do a show. Like, how hard is that? Because you're going to be getting hit with, what, trash cans and stuff? maybe go
it's
through a table?
It's my first. I'm excited. I'm uber excited. I mean, pipes, you have, oh, my gosh. Think of anything that you could throw at somebody, a pot, a pan, a table, a chair, a person, popcorn, a little bit of everything, you know. I'm not holding anything back. This is something that's been going on for a while with Naomi. I am tired of it. I think it was time. It was time. We had to up the ante.
Are you willing to pull out, like, the thumbtacks and stuff?
Oh, like, whatever. Legos.
Mick Foley version?
Everything. Whatever it takes. I am tired of this girl. She's like a gnat, man. She just won't leave me alone.
It's funny that Bo brought that up, because my initial reaction when I saw No Holds Bar, I'm like, can we get in there and get a couple shots in?
I need you to sign some liabilities, though.
We can make this happen.
Hanging out this morning with Jade Cargill from WWE. She is the Queen of the Ring. And let's talk about that rivalry just a little bit. Obviously, there's been an uptick leading up to Evolution. It's kind of SummerSlam season, you know, and the build up to that. I know that there's a lot of you girls that have title shots kind of coming up and things like that. Kind of give us an update about where you're at and how excited you are about this match coming up.
Oh man, I'm excited. Actually, guys, I'm just happy that we're going to have this match just to be done with when it comes to Naomi this Sunday at the State Farm Arena. And I said 7 when I really meant 6:30 this Sunday. I'm just tired, guys. Like,
What's her problem?
I don't know. She's a lunatic, and her fans are total lunatics as well. Yes, you are. Because they think she's right. Like, this girl tried to take me out, tried to end my entire career by throwing me on a car. And because I come back with so much vengeance to take back what's mine as far as my pride, everybody thinks I'm wrong. It's kind of crazy. And I know she's a legend in the game. She's been here for so long, but I mean, it's not my fault, because her star power started to dull and mine was shining. I can't help who I am. And she tried to come in and take me out because of, honestly, a relationship that wasn't even understood or comprehended on the other hand with Bianca Belair. So, guys, I'm just coming for revenge. I'm trying to get this girl off my back. I'm trying to meet Tiffany at SummerSlam. I am trying to get through with this.
Well, and it was such a mystery for months what had happened to you.
Yes.
And so, rightfully so, take her down this weekend. And like you mentioned, Evolution, it is all women.
Yes.
I mean, you've got little girls looking up to you this weekend. What is it going to be like to be part of a unique experience like that?
It's amazing. I mean, we have Trish in the building. We have Nikki Bella that's going to be in the building. Seeing this woman just be a pioneer and women's professional is astounding. And to be a part of it is even revolutionary for myself. You know, somebody who's only 4 years in the game and being that I'm going to be center stage for something so historic. Again, this is only the second one, I think, in what, 7 years that we've had this on. It's amazing to be a part of.
Yeah.
I have a little girl at home, and I want her to know that she can do any and everything that she puts her mind to. So to be a part of this is remarkable.
That's awesome stuff. And we talked a little bit about your title shot, you know, upcoming. You've spent time as tag team as well. You've had a couple reigns as tag team champion. What's your preference there? Obviously, you've molded yourself towards singles.
Yeah.
Excited about kind of being the center of attention, or do you like being able to reach that hand out and tag out?
I am used to being the center of attention. I think it was great to be a part of a tag team and to get adjusted to the system here at WWE. Yeah. And I think no one else I would have had better as a partner than Bianca Belair. And I think that Naomi came in and trashed that and tarnished that and tried, and she's seen something so remarkable and wanted to be a part of it and went about it the wrong way. But I must say, being a singles competitor is something that I'm used to, is something that I've always strived to be. So here I am.
I know that you're a big Storm fan from X-Men, but your hair is like on point.
Thank you, Sinead.
I'm sitting here, I was like, damn, how does her hair
look? I was thinking the same thing.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It is tough. Ask anybody, Zach, anybody in our PR at WWE. They are sick of me because hair and makeup is so important to me, and it takes forever to do it as a woman. It's just hair and makeup is a lot. And we're on stage, and all the time I'm like, oh gosh, like this is going wrong. So thank you.
I don't even know if I can get my beard line straight.
Listen, guys in wrestling, they just put on shorts and go. It takes us about 2 hours to get ready. Okay.
Hey, I know that you got this fight come up with Naomi, but you also fought Asuka a while back, and you described it as your dream match because she is
amazing.
She is a pretty good ring technician.
Yes, she is a legend in the making, guys.
How hard was that to you? Because that is a little bit contrasting styles, maybe.
Yes, but I competed against her when I was a tag team champ as well. So working with Asuka was legendary. I think that she is a legend. She will be in the Hall of Fame, of course. She was one of my dream matches before coming over here because when she worked at not New Japan but Stardom, I would see her just going over there and crushing it. And to work with someone who's been in the game I want to say she's been in the game longer than, I don't want to say alive because that sounds crazy, but like longer than, I was in high school and this girl was doing this and she never took it for granted. Like she was out there making legendary names for herself. Like this girl in Japan is well known. Like everybody knows who she is. She is a household name. So to be in the ring with her was one of my aspirations, and the fact that I did it meant the world to me.
Hanging out with Jade Cargill here from WWE, the Queen of the Ring, in advance of Evolution coming up this weekend. I want to dive into your background just a little bit. You were a basketball player.
Yes.
And you made the decision to pursue wrestling. Talk to me a little bit about the mentors you have in the game and what that decision was like. I mean, of all things, you're like, you know what? Let's go do some wrestling after I get off the basketball court.
Mark Henry found me. I would say wrestling found me, because if you would have asked me 5 years ago, hey, you're going to, like, would you ever think about wrestling or be a professional wrestler? I would laugh because it wasn't in my peripheral. It wasn't something that I seen, you know, growing up. I watched it. I got skin, elbows, and knees, bloody noses, wrestling with the guys because they never wanted to wrestle with me because I was a girl. So I had to go out there and fight them all the time. But where I was, I'm from Vero Beach, Florida. You know, it's not a place that wrestling is anywhere close. It's in Orlando, but who would think that it's so close? The opportunities are so close to home, you know? It's just not something that the environment is raised up to be. So when the opportunity came to me with Mark Henry, you know, he told me not to take it for granted, put my head down and do the work. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. And just work hard and know who you are before you enter this sport. You know, it was something that I wanted to take as a challenge. You know, this is not an easy game. I thought it was all, a trampoline and you know, like rubber bands. I didn't know that this sport, this industry is tough, guys. Like it's so tough, and people think it is until they hit the mat and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this thing was so hard. You know, they don't understand that it's an art. Like it's a form of art, and it takes years to perfect this and to get used to this. So yeah, the sport found me. I have a lot of people that are like, so many people that for me to name that are backing me up who are legends, yeah, who want to see me do phenomenal things in this sport. So yeah, it found awesome. Me.
Well, and you mentioned Vero Beach. So about 10 years ago, I lived there for a year.
Really?
Or so.
That is rare. Okay. Isn't it? Yes, it's so rare. No one knows what it is. I always have to say Melbourne or West Palm Beach.
Exactly.
No one knows.
Nope.
No, one knows.
I lived in Vero Beach. And so when I was there, you know, Riverside Cafe was always talking about Jake Owen coming out. And,
yes.
Waldo's. I spent many Thanksgivings there as well. My parents would come down there. What does it mean to you? Because now when I look at the Vero Beach newspapers, you're all over them.
That's
so
awesome.
What does it mean to give, you know, Jake Owen a run for his money to be the most famous person?
It feels great, you know, just for the city to recognize me and to see the hard work that I've put in, you know. It's a long time coming because at first I wasn't getting any recognition, you know, and that's fine. That's fine. You have to put in the work. You have to get your name out there because I didn't just attend Vero Beach High School. I also attended Sebastian River High School as well. So the fact, and first of all, I led both of them to district titles. I want to put that out there.
Yes, I did.
I was going to put that out there. Yes, I did. So it just means the world to me and my family to be proud to see what I've done and represent for our family. It means a lot. Small town girl, big city things.
Yeah. Love it.
All right, once you get rid of Naomi, right, you're going to get rid of her.
Yes.
And then you go and you get rid of Stratton.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just depends on her and Trish Stratus. This Sunday. It just depends
Trish
on that match.
Talk about a beast. Now, Trish.
Yes, she is.
Talk about been doing it for it. Trish was doing it when I was in high school.
Legend.
And I'm a little bit older.
She's a legend. She's a legend, you know, and we're just thankful for her to come back and grace us with her presence just yet again.
Yeah. Is there someone on the roster that when you get to where you want to be, you're like, I want to match with that person. That you think match up styles, or you just want to take out?
It's a couple of them. I have two on my radar right now that I can't wait to be in the ring with them, and then one is Charlotte Flair.
Okay,
I cannot wait to be in the ring with Charlotte Flair. You know, she makes you up the ante, and I know she'll make me work for what I'm going for. And Rhea.
I was about to say Rhea Ripley.
Rhea,
I would love to see you and Rhea Ripley.
Yes, yes. I would too.
And that would be intense.
Yeah, it will. I think a lot of people will love seeing that. I would too.
Before we let you go, I think I got to bring up the fact that, you know, your husband, Brandon Phillips, obviously former Brave. I got to be honest, I'm having a hard time not looking at your ring.
It's
good
okay. He did a great job.
Yes, he did a great job.
Yes, you did, honey.
It's about the same size as the top on that bottle of water next to you. I think it's good size. Talk to us about how y'all kind of met and hit things off in that relationship.
Yeah, we actually met here in Atlanta. You know, his childhood friend actually put us together at first. It was almost like a blind date, guys. You know, I was actually living in France, and I came to visit, and I seen him. I was like, no, athlete, there's no way. Because I'm an athlete, so I'm like, there's no way. But he was very persistent over a year, an entire year.
Wow.
He just kept on. I was like, all right, let's go on a date. And then he's so funny, like so wholesome. I mean, honestly, he's a chameleon. He can go anywhere and just blend in. But if you know who I am, then you see where I get my personality from. I totally get my personality. We've been together for about 10 years now. But that's how we met. We met here in Atlanta. And he just took my heart from there.
Check that out. It's a Cinderella story, if you will. I want a fairy tale. WWE's Jade Cargo, we got to finish up, unfortunately, but this has been so much fun. Obviously, you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. That's WWE's Evolution. That'll be at State Farm Arena this weekend. WWE's taking over the city of Atlanta this weekend. They're everywhere doing all kinds of things. And hopefully everybody will go out there and check that out.
Hey, real quick, on an event like this, when do you prefer to wrestle? Because I've heard some people talk about wanting to be like first in, start. Even main eventers say, hey, I want to be, you know, like WrestleMania, I want to be the first out. And some people want to be the very last match.
It depends on what time call time is. I will say that because it takes women a while to get ready, especially with Sunday and Evolution and it being an all-women show. It takes us a while, and we only have a certain amount of makeup artists. So if we have like 15 girls, it's going to take us forever to get ready. I prefer to be first or second up because I like watching the show.
Yeah.
I want to be the main eventer. I want to be the big thing of the show, but I love watching the show, so I prefer to go first or second, get it over with.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because as the show goes on, it builds to that main event. So I'm the one I like to go first, open up the show, let you see what's about to happen, like what's about to carry on in the show, and be out and watch.
There you go.
Got it.
Yeah. That's WWE's Jade Cargill. Like I said, she'll be in action this weekend at WWE's Evolution. Look, bring Naomi over there to the front row. Me and Bo might get some tickets, and we'll knock her out.
You sign that liability. We got you. She's a little crazy, man. I don't know what she has in that suitcase of hers, you know?
Tell her I want all the smoke. Appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.